USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A high-ranking official in the Iranian government is speaking out regarding a possible war with the U.S. USA Radio Network's Tim Burr has the details.
Iran's foreign minister has dismissed President Trump's claim that a war between Iran and the United States would be short-lived. David Perkins is a retired U.S. Army four-star general.
The economic sanctions are having a very large effect on the Iranians. Unfortunately for the Iranian people, they are in a tight spot. Their economy is not doing well. The oil exports are down. The price is down.
Fisher Price has recalled 71,000 inclined sleeper accessories because infants can roll from their backs to their stomachs on the inclined sleep product, risking injury or death. At this point, there have been no reported injuries related to the sleeper accessory with Fisher Price's ultralight day and night play yards, but more than 30 infant fatalities have been reported on other inclined sleep products. This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Nearly 2 million LGBTQ youths ages 13 to 24 in the U.S. consider suicide each year, according to research released by the Trevor Project. Using data from a variety of sources, including the U.S. Census Bureau, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and its own national survey on LGBTQ youth mental health, the Trevor Project determined that the teens were particularly at risk. Those 13 to 18 were approximately twice as likely to contemplate suicide as those 19 to 24. Amy Green, the nonprofit director of research, told NBC News that these numbers are harrowing, but they are extremely conservative estimates. Investigators are looking into whether Tyson's Food, Pilgrim's Pride, Sanderson Farms, and Purdue have all conspired to drive up prices on everything from chicken breast, chicken tacos, to chicken nuggets, costing a typical American household over $210 a year. All four companies deny allegations of collusion and promise a robust legal defense. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A parade of trucks and tractors circled the Oregon capital of Salem in support of Republican lawmakers who have walked out to block emissions-lowering climate legislation in a political crisis that stretched into its eighth day. All 11 Republican senators were once again missing from the State House, denying Democrats the numbers to vote on a plan that would be the second in the nation to cap and trade pollution credits among companies. Despite assurances from the Democratic Senate president that the measure doesn't have enough support to pass, Republicans continue to stay away. Throughout large areas of California and 1,000 miles away in India, customers browse the nut sections of busy street markets and grocery stores in search of the best almonds to use in curry dishes and other foods, health drinks, ice cream, and many other recipes. Now that the future of that market is uncertain, India this month imposed tariffs on almonds and 27 other American products, including apples and walnuts, in retaliation for the United States ending India's preferential trade status. Those tariffs took effect June 16th and come on top of significant tariffs China placed on almonds last year. California supplies 82% of the world's almonds and has over 7,000 growers. The Almond Board of California estimates the industry generates about 104,000 jobs throughout California, and the effect on the tariffs might ripple outward. India is such an important market that the Almond Board, whose members engage in market research and promotion overseas, has an office in New Delhi with a $6 million annual advertising budget. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.